This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. I have to keep reminding myself it is Tuesday, because a little bit earlier today, I was chatting back and forth online with my pal Emily Morrissey. Well, you know, here's the deal, as our presidential meat puppet would say. But, you know, people like me said that before he said it, right? Here's the deal. Well, here's the deal. Every single solitary day, Emily, who is just like one of the sweetest human beings ever, sends me a photo of her working hard, because every day she's creating bead bracelets. They're beautiful. So every day I send a picture of me and a pixie hard at work, or at least what passes for hard at work for us. And I normally say happy whatever the day is, and I said happy Wednesday, because to me it feels like Wednesday. And she had her mom, Senior Vice President for Communications and Manufacturing down there at emilysbracelets.com, send a note back telling me, Emily would like you to know what today is Tuesday. So it is Tuesday. Thanks again to Bill O'Reilly for dropping by. Thanks to Emily Morrissey for reminding me exactly what day it is. If you didn't hear the O'Reilly conversation, go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. What's the big story? Is there anything we should discuss? Yeah, there's a debate tonight. The debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, Bill O'Reilly mentioned something I thought was really interesting. He said one of the things with Trump is that he's a rich kid. And as a rich kid, you kind of do what you want to do, right? I don't think that's a knock. I think it's just an observation. You know who else is a rich kid? Vince McMahon. Now, Vince McMahon was a rich kid, even though there are the stories of him with the trailer and had to buy the company from his father and blah, 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 blah. He was a rich kid. And he was a rich kid who was also an athlete. Now, you know how that is, right? Remember the kids in your school, the guys, say, who were first-string athletes. They had a bit of an attitude to them. Factor in rich kid with the first string, with the varsity, and all of a sudden, man, yeah, you got a real dose of attitude. So Bill said that with Donald Trump, you've got somebody who really is not predictable. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. I think when you're dealing with crazy people like Vladimir Putin and the littlest Kim and Xi over in China, I think that's good. I want that guy back in the White House because he picks up the phone and says to, as an example, like Sinwar from Hamas, hey, listen, dude, you're going to let those hostages go. No, I'm not. Okay, well, I just want you to know that we know you just had a grilled cheese sandwich for lunch on a green plate, and your family is like, oh, by the way, you've got a letter in your mailbox you probably should take a look at. Right? That's a guy who's not predictable. That's not Joe Biden. That's not Kamala Harris. So I don't know what Donald Trump is going to do this evening. He's got 2 hours, and Mr. O'Reilly is again correct in saying this is Trump's opportunity to define who Kamala Harris is. And it's relatively easy to do, is it not? You can point to her record. You can point to her stances. You can point to her opinions. Those are hers. That's not you saying it. You're simply saying, well, Madam Vice President, and if I were him, I would be overly respectful. Because you're not playing with a fair opposition. Right? Remember now, it's going to be three against one. It's Kamala Harris and the two ABC newsreaders against Donald Trump. And they're going to take everything that he does and do their best to twist it in the worst possible way. Now, he knows that. He's a smart guy. He's been around the block. But I personally am hoping that he is overly respectful. Madam Vice President, when I left office, inflation was 1.4%. And during your first year in office, it skyrocketed past 9%. What happened? Madam Vice President, when I left office, the border on our southern edge with Mexico was relatively secure. And now, since the time you have been in office, since you've been in charge, because you were the border czar, Madam Vice President, we've got 8 or 10 million illegal aliens who have entered? I mean, really? What happened, Madam Vice President? That's the way.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I would play it. Again, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not a billionaire. I've never been president. I'm never going to be president. But that's how I would play this. You don't have to do anything for the folks who are already on your side. There is nobody watching the debate tonight who would say they are a MAGA person who is going to be swayed by anything you have to say. You already have them. You don't have to do anything for them. They're already on your team. I am already on your team. Don't do anything for me. I know you're my guy. I want you to know that I'm your guy. I've got your six. What you need to do is define the vice president for those people who, believe it or not, are still somewhere out there in the ether trying to figure out exactly what they are going to do. And you cannot be nasty about it. You must be overly polite and overly respectful. And whether you realize it or not, Donald Trump is absolutely capable of that. Donald Trump did not get to where he is by having really, really bad manners. Donald Trump has not been in the circles he's been in for years, his whole life, really, without learning how to treat people. It's when things are clipped and edited and whipped around in the food processor of legacy news media outlets that all of a sudden he becomes this nasty guy. But talking with him one-on-one, he's a smart man. And you remember the word I came away with? Gracious. Gracious. Everybody that I've chatted with who has met him, talked with him at any point about anything, everybody winds up using the word gracious. That's kind of interesting when you think about it. Gracious. Is that the sort of word you would normally use with a president or a billionaire or a business leader? I don't know. I don't think I would. But he absolutely struck me as gracious. I'll tell you, Brian Kilmeade, also gracious. And, you know, Kilmeade, we've known each other forever and ever. Solid guy. He's coming in once again for Politics and Pints. This is October the 16th. Now, here's what we do. In case for somehow, some way, you've missed the last 5 years. You're like, you had a really good nap, and I'm like, oh, Politics and Pints, what's that? Politics and Pints is where a bunch of us from News Radio WRVA get together, and we invite a couple of hundred of our closest friends. We never give tickets away, and we don't sell tickets at the door. You have to go online to WRVA.com and buy your tickets. Make no mistake, you get a great show, and you get a beer. And we talk about all of the issues of the day. Not surprisingly, I am there. Not surprisingly, my friend John Reed, who you listen to, I hope, first thing in the morning, each and every day at 6 a.m. is there. Gary Hess, great guy. He's sort of our moderator, referee, master of ceremonies dude. Keeps everybody on track, keeps it moving. Brian Kilmeade is coming back, because he had such a great time last time, which is great. And Dana Lash, who you are listening to between noon and 3. And because we've got like this whole DEI program, we've got a leftist lunatic, Howard Gutman, who will be there as well. But again, you know, he's a nice guy. He's crazy. He's bat crap crazy, but he's a nice guy. It's Meshuggah. But you'll have a good time. The only way to get your tickets, though, I don't mean to harp, but it is the truth. The only way to get your tickets is to go to WRBA.com. Do it right now. WRBA.com. We're getting close to a sellout. We've sold every one of these out. This one will sell out as well. We sold out the VIP packages. Man, I don't know, an hour or something. Boom, they were gone. People were waiting, like in the on-deck circle. So we've got general admission. There's not a bad seat in the house at the Beacon Theater, just so you know. You will see everything. You'll hear everything. You'll enjoy everything. Go online, please, before they are all gone. You'll notice one of the things we don't do, we don't discover a whole bunch of tickets at the end. I've been places. I've seen folks who go, oh, yeah, you know, we found a box of 100 tickets. We don't do that. They're there. You buy them, and you're in. That's great. You miss your opportunity. You're going to miss your opportunity. So don't miss your opportunity. You're smarter than that. WRVA.com. Coming up at 4:33, our pal Craig Peterson's going to be along. We're going to talk a little bit about safety online, some of the new tech things. iPhone is out with yet another iPhone, right? Apple's out with another iPhone. We'll talk about that. It is 4:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.